I'm not actually here. Connie's talking to a wall today.
Hello, and I don't have mascara.
Eyes without a face. One more bad dream.
Met with the nutritionist.
Okay, so you met with the, what's his name?
Philip? Goglia?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty amazing.
Is he hot?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Philip Goglia? Dr. Philip Goglia?
I don't know. I call him Doc. He hasn't stopped me. He's cute.
I really brought a show for you today.
He's cute.
Okay. He did some blood work?
No, I have to go back next week for blood work. It was during the torrential downpour was our first meeting, and I got onto Mulholland.
And his phlebotomist wasn't there?
Yeah, like I got on Mulholland and couldn't see in front of me, so I turned around, and we Zoomed instead.
Oh, thank you.
I know, you told me.
I told you.
I know.
I said, do not.
I know.
Go there in this ridiculous rain.
And I did.
No, but then you stopped.
I stopped. I turned around.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's like eating a ton. It's doubling what you're eating.
So what innovative information have you received that you haven't already sort of
no dairy
gotten from anyone else?
No dairy.
Huh. Ever?
Ever.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's inflammatory.
So you wouldn't have drank the ice shaken espresso I got you that was canceled earlier?
Not if it had milk in it, no.
It had milk in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I haven't had dairy all week.
Oh, but you would do oat?
No. Oat and dairy are off the table. Almond.
Almond?
This is almond.
Oh, I love almond.
Yeah.
An oat's never been, like, it's never really, I don't.
Oat's like food freedom. Oat. Like, it really spikes
your
insulin.
An oat has a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
I guess if you're not caring about the carbs and you really just want something that's not a nut milk,
yeah.
I guess. What do you think of coconut milk? Yeah.
Sucks. I hate coconut milk. It's like tit milk. It's watery milk. And it's gross.
What do you, I'm like, I'd have an ice shaken espresso with tit milk, please, today.
Grande titty latte. Could you imagine?
But you're drinking the coffee that has the coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're fine with
the
water.
The water doesn't bother me.
It's
so
cream.
Runny and it's just like, ugh. It's like a fluid.
You're disgusting.
I know. I don't like it.
Hold the fallopian tubes, please.
Did you? That Thai meal, I can never eat those types of mushrooms anymore. In the Tom Kha.
What are they?
They're fallopian tubes. And they're hot.
One time, Cotty and I were eating, we used to go to this Thai restaurant often at lunch when we were assistants. And they had the greatest food.
They're still open.
Over there?
Cafe Tao Sai?
Yeah.
No, I think they closed that.
They're only open here?
Took over everything.
They're only open on Ventura?
I think so.
We went there and it wasn't as good. Remember?
No, I know. But we'd also show up to that restaurant and be like, can I get a pad of sticky rice, please, with a side of peanut sauce?
Oh
be
my
like,
God.
I'm eating light today. Like,
totally.
Do you remember that?
We had no information about
zero.
Nutrition. We had like zero knowledge.
So we'd be drinking like a hot coconut milk soup.
No, we would do like a
coconut cream,
a Thai iced tea, and some sticky rice with a coconut cream mango.
It was like a 3,000 calorie lunch. We're like, all right, headed back to the office.
So anyway, we would get this soup, Tom Yum or Tom Kha. I mean, I would do either, but they came with these mushrooms. Like they're like probably frequently used in Asian cuisine because I don't see them all the time. They like have the long stem and like a tiny little top, which I like them. But then Connie was like, I can't eat this. And I was like, why? She's like, there's fallopian tubes in it. And so now I cringe at the sight of those mushrooms. It's one of those things that you guys, if you're friends with Connie, you know that it's like trigger warning. She may say things that you might never recover from.
I have a lot of colleagues at work. There used to be specials at work at lunch and it was always eggplant. And the way they cooked the eggplant was just so, they overcooked it. And one of my friends was like, are you getting the eggplant? I'm like, I can't do it today. They're like, why? I'm like, the way they cook it, it reminds me of uterine lining. And he was like, he's like, haven't had eggplant since. And he's like,
uterine
lining? And he's like,
eggplant? What the is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Ugh,
I think I have to ask you that at least one time every podcast.
tit milk, uterine lining?
Tit milk. Tit. Oh, I interrupt this this scheduled
recording
for a update on the French bulldog. Well, they've arrested the woman who took the dog. I guess she's a 21-year-old.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
They still have not, as of a few days ago, they have not recovered the French bulldog, Onyx, which I'm so sad about. I feel like I know that Duran's ex-girlfriend is like a little bit batty, but I want her to find her dog. Like, they found the girl who took the dog. Where's the dog, woman?
Why wouldn't she give up the dog?
I'd
be like, all right, game's over. Yeah. I'm in jail. It's a dog.
So I'm still sort of following that story. And hopefully next week we have better news. I'm really hoping that she finds that damn dog. It's killing me.
That's crazy.
Makes me really upset.
It's just over a dog. Oh, and then I was Zooming with my nutritionist. Yeah. It all goes back to him.
Okay.
And a little French bulldog.
He had one?
Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on tight to that guy.
Was it a girl? He's like, come here, Onyx.
And he was like, sit, Onyx. I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, I was like, hold on to that little guy. He's like,
I was
why?
Reading like why they're so valuable. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the breeders, it costs the breeders a lot more to breed those dogs because they have like hip issues and oftentimes, so they have to artificially inseminate them. They can't. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I know. That's...
So they like can't totally procreate. I mean, I'm sure some of them find a way, but it's not easy for them to mate. And so they have to artificially inseminate them. And then most oftentimes, because of their hip issues, they have to have C-sections.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I was
so
reading.
So what
why
are
the
people
dogs,
doing with these dogs?
I don't know. But so that's why. And then that would make me think that they also have like health issues later
for
on
sure.
down the road.
They're if overbred.
Their something weird. Yeah. But that was what I was the first thing I was reading that why they're so expensive to get from breeders because breeders have to put so much more money into breeding them. Weird, right?
That's bananas.
You look really kind of cute today.
Kind of cute. Cool. Thanks.
Like, what's going on? You're like edgy little Valentino slippers.
That
sandals.
Literally, I pulled them off the shelf. Look at how much dust is on them.
I know. You know what? That I always think about that. That should be a job for someone who's at my house, like who needs an extra gig.
To dust your shoes?
Yes, because shoes get all dusty all the time.
I know.
Doesn't matter where you put them. I have like shoe racks. I mean, they all get dusty.
I mean, yeah.
Are your sweet little toes cold?
My toes are you could just eat my toes. They're so clean. I just love
I'm
clean
good.
Toes. I love clean toes.
I don't. I like dirty toes.
I mean, I could do OnlyFans with these feet.
Do you know that
you could too, but you have tattoos on your feet, so it's a wash. People, you can't do OnlyFans with feet with tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I can.
I don't think so.
So for the sixth grade camping trip, which was a few months ago, one of the other moms took a picture because I was wearing, what was I wearing? I was wearing different Valentino sandals on the camping
trip. Oh, yeah,
and
you showed up at other
And she took a picture and was like, obviously, the perfect camping shoes or something. And she has like a big following because she's like an actor or something. And so many people DM'd her about my feet. We're like, more feet pics, please. Then
let me see your feet.
Because she tagged me. And it was like, and they were like, more feet pics, please.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
You don't have that long toe.
They were literally freaking. Then I got some weird DMs on to me, too, being like, can you send me some more feet pics?
You I'm should
like,
do that no. for money.
I mean, no.
It's just your feet. Who cares? I'd send pics of my feet for money. If someone said.
They're pretty cute.
A pic of your feet for $500, you wouldn't do it. I'd be like, sure thing. Here's my Zelle.
They are cute, but what is the obsession?
Well, it's because your toes are perfectly
formed. Are
you
into feet?
I'm into... Okay, here's my theory.
Okay, tell me.
You can tell a lot about a person from their feet.
Yeah.
I'll end it there.
Such as?
Feet aren't always shown. When someone has manicured clean feet, they take pride in...
Hygiene.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, did you ever, like, date a guy who was into feet?
Mm-mm. I've never known anyone that's into feet.
Not into feet, but that, do you ever have anyone suck on your toes?
No, never. Never. I have never once. You did? Ew, tell me Duran doesn't do this. No. Okay, good.
Duran Terrell listens to this. He's going to be like, what? No, literally, I think this was, I was in high school maybe, or like in college. I don't know. It was like someone that I had dated, like, I don't know, not for like a terribly long time, but that I was really good friends with. Like, and I'm still, I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, but still. Like, was like, I guess he was like into that, right? And I was like, never had anyone suck on my toes before.
Ew, you liked it?
And so I let him do it. It was interesting. I wasn't like, I
were your feet clean? No, they weren't.
Yes, of course. I don't know why I like just thought of this, but so I let him. It was like, he was like into it. It was like, you know, it was like during like, I mean, it was
what
like, obviously we were like, you know, making out or whatever. But I was like, okay, sure, fine.
Did you open mouth kiss him after he sucked your toes?
I don't know.
Ugh, you're gross.
I was probably like 20 years old. So I let him and I was like, okay, interesting. I mean, it was kind of an interesting sensation, but I couldn't, I was like, people like, are like, do that. They like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it now.
You probably kissed him after he had his mouth all over your feet.
I don't know. At least they were my feet. Oh, that's so gross. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, no feet pics for me. I don't know. Like, because then next thing you know, you're going to send a foot pic, and then they're going to be like, now send a picture of your foot doing this, stepping in like, I don't know. What do foot fetish people like?
I have no idea. Mike did say if we lose our jobs, he's like, you could always do OnlyFans with your feet. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you have nice feet. I was like, I do, don't I?
Well, how would he know what that market even looks like?
I don't know. Maybe we do have a foot freak on our hands.
Found a friend. Found a friend. okay, so what else?
Valentine's?
Yes. That's
your little man's. Your little men are set. I am drowning in chocolate roses now. Drowning. So if you need chocolate roses, give me a call.
Yeah.
I found out you can't return food on Amazon.
You can't.
I wish I had known that before I secured options.
You can't return food, and there's other things that you can't return that are annoying. No, lithium batteries you can, but they always like give you a hard time about it.
Pillows.
Pillows? Really? So I was leaving my house, well, like 30 minutes before I came here. All the power was out in my house.
Megan, too.
I know. She lives close to me.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
So it's going to be back on at 1.
I told her that.
Time
did she tell you that?
Yeah.
Because I told her that.
Oh.
Ugh. See? She's doing it to me now. She's infiltrating.
She's infiltrating.
No, but because I have like, I don't know, I'm friends with so many of my neighbors. And so it's I guess it's comforting when you know it's not just your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were all just like up in arms. Because you don't realize it. You don't realize, you're like, okay, so like.
Wonder why the power's
I'm
out.
Like, oh wait, so that means I can't blow dry my hair or turn the lights on in my bathroom, or and then I have an electric shade in my bathroom and I was like, I'll just roll the shade up and get some light in here.
Oh, you can't do that.
Can't roll the shade up. And then I can't tell you how many times I walked in my closet like because you're just hardwired to do it. What else? I mean, everything. Literally everything. I think the only thing is my hot water heater that is plugged in, I think, for some reason, but it would still operate just on gas. So I could shower at least, but like no coffee, no TV.
Ours wouldn't work.
Your hot water? What do you mean?
It's plugged in.
Your power was out?
No, my power's not out. But if
do you have a tankless?
No. I don't know. I don't know. It's against a wall and it plugs in. So
it's not like a big tube. No. You're tankless. You're tankless, which there's pros and cons to that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had hot water. That was pretty much it. I was like, Scramble?
Do you know what I've noticed? What? So I've been drinking water this week.
Yeah.
96 ounces a day.
Yeah.
I'm fucking horribly behind today, but we'll catch up.
Yeah.
My heart rate is significantly lower.
With the water?
Significantly lower.
Like than ever before?
Than ever before.
Are you in the 50s with me? You are?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
How many ounces are you drinking?
I'm at 66 right now. Mm. 96 a day. Mm. 3 Nalgenes.
Three what?
Nalgenes. Nalgenes.
What's a Nalgene?
Nalgenes. The, you know, the little, with the tink, tink, tink lid.
I've never seen a Nalgene.
You've seen a Nalgene. I'll show you a picture of a Nalgene.
I have seen this puppy.
That puppy. Why did you get that color? Was that the only one?
Woo! Okay, so they came with a two-pack. One was white and one was blue. I gave Jerome the blue one.
Oh, so you took care of your man.
Or pink and gray. I said no to the pink.
It's an algae. No, it's not. It's amazing. Look, that guy loves it.
Also, I'm disturbed because we just came in here. So there's other podcasts that shoot in this space, which clearly you'll know if you follow the Stampede Podcast Network. And I was like, oh, cute, Stampede Podcast Network. Oh, it's actually branded with another podcast on it. I have a lot of questions, guys. A lot of questions going on here.
Well, who drinks out of a mug? I don't even drink out of a mug at home.
Only if I'm trying to, like...
I do to-go cups.
Oh.
Like, yeah. With the lid isolated, yeah. You know? I don't drink out of mugs.
Tea. Coffee? I use, like, weird other cups.
Like,
for
espresso
coffee.
Cups, yeah. Or something. Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
Not, like, rattle, rattle.
Espresso.
Calling the cattle. It's morning.
Espresso.
Espresso.
What else is going on with you? What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. Annie's birthday.
Wearing something Annie's red, birthday. Drinking champagne.
Always. Annie's birthday is this weekend.
Is she?
Saturday.
Yeah, she's the 10th.
I've got to buy her a cake.
Oh,
what
yeah.
are the best cake places in L.A.?
She
loves buttercream.
Okay, well, Sweet Lady Jane is closed.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it's the battle for the berry cake. Have you seen that? Everyone's doing the berry cake.
Who's everyone?
Everyone. Susie Cakes. Everyone.
Can I
has
tell you, I
cake.
Don't like Susie Cakes.
You've probably never had their good cakes.
No.
The celebration cake?
No, I don't like how dense and sugary. It's so dense. I feel like I've just been like
sugar
bombed.
Have you tried their
bombed.
Coconut cake? Do you like coconut
no,
though?
Oh, no. The coconut cake. The coconut cake. There's the best coconut cake like in town. Have you not had it?
Oh, the one Tom Cruise
yeah,
sends to everyone.
The
yeah.
The Tom Cruise coconut cake.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm forgetting the bakery.
The Susie Cakes coconut's no. better. No,
we'll
it is.
Do Susie Cakes. Okay, can I tell
it's
you
better.
What my favorite cake
what?
Is
tell
in
me.
Town?
What?
John and Vinny's Devil's Food.
Huh.
The best chocolate cake I've ever had in my life.
Can you buy it?
You can call them and order a whole one.
What kind of icing?
It's like, it's Annie will like it. Were you thinking buttercream vanilla or were you thinking?
Vanilla.
Well, get two. Get one of these. I'm telling you, it is the best cake in town.
If the devil had menopause, we'd all be in hell.
Who said that?
John and Benny's. Is this the
That's
cake?
Odd.
So wait, you can order the cake?
I have. I think you might need to call and order it, but or I don't know if you can do it online.
I just want to see a picture. Chocolate cake.
Oh, they'll show you a slice of it on their...
Oh, wow.
It's the best chocolate cake I've ever had.
Why is it so good?
It's... light and fluffy and the perfect chocolatey and the frosting is like also just it's none of that ganache right
yeah
it's not it's just good it's like Duncan Hines on steroid it's like a gourmet Duncan Hines
really
oh my god I hands down and then in terms of the best buttercream I think is Magnolia but I usually get the cupcakes but their buttercream
oh, I've never done Magnolia
their buttercream
yeah.
And I am not a frosting girl. I am a cake girl across the board. And Daron and I always joke because he's a frosting guy. I'm the cake
I'm
girl.
I'm the cake girl. Yeah.
I'll take the cake. He'll eat the frosting. Their frosting is divine.
Really?
Their buttercream is the best I've ever had.
Oh, that's really good to know.
You're welcome.
Really? The only thing I've ever gone to Magnolia for ooh,
is,
Shop
is
Valentine.
The banana pudding.
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, I'm just not a banana girl.
I mean, I'm fine. It's good. I'll eat it.
You know, I'm a Chinese monkey. What's your animal?
I don't know, rat, I think.
You're a rat?
I think. The confetti cake?
It's the year of the dragon.
Which one do you get? Any of them?
Magnolia cake? I usually get cupcakes, but I'm sure that the cake is the same.
Oh my God, the confetti cake.
Better. Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's not dense.
You could call and ask if...
Buttery beloved vanilla cake, extra fest.
You could ask what's the closest to the cupcake, because I'm sure they do that version of a cake. I know, my mouth is watering.
I know. What's wrong with me?
And I'm not a frosting girl. It is the best. It's like sugary and like, but like still light, but still, it's buttercream. I mean, it's
fascinating.
I can't wait for you to try it. Get one of each.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me text Matt and tell him, hey, I'm going to get one of each.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'll take care of the cake.
No, you'll be a hero.
How long do I need to give John and Benny's a heads up?
I would call today for tomorrow pickup.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm coming over too. I'm going to have a bite of everything.
Why don't you come?
At your house?
No, I'm going to Annie's.
Okay, well, can she invite me over?
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Ow. Great. What else? It's my dad's wife's birthday on Sunday. She's the 11th.
Someone else is the 11th. I don't remember. Someone is.
Probably someone great.
Aquarians are awesome.
Aquarians are good.
It's a little chill in here, huh?
It is. It's chill. Oh, and that's the other thing that doesn't work in my house. Heat. There's no heat. It's freezing outside. Nothing works. And I was also shocked it rained again last night. The rain's been nuts.
Nuts.
Anything happening at your house because of the rain?
Mm-mm.
No, I know. I feel like
it's just pouring.
You're like on a good flat lot. I feel like you're better equipped.
I'm equipped for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to rock and roll.
What else am I doing? What am I doing this week?
Oh, God, I've got to order Ted. Ted has declared he's a 49ers fan.
Oh,
I have
goodness.
No idea where he got this from.
They're San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's like, I'm rooting for the 49ers this
weekend. They're going to Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm like,
and
oh.
Who else? And Kansas City?
Chiefs.
Oh.
And Mike's like, wait, why? He's like, because I am. Do you like the Chiefs? I'm like, who, what? Are you watching ESPN in the middle of the night? Like,
wait, Mike's also a 49ers?
No.
Oh,
Mike wants
Chiefs?
The Chiefs to win.
I'm dead. I love Ted. It's like, is the juxtaposition.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, we were leaving for school today. He's like, Mom, I need a 49ers jersey. And I need the pants. And I need a hat. And I'm like, you can't find this anywhere. How do I find it?
You can find it, but you're not going to get it in time.
There must be a way. It's the United States of America. There must be a way. I
God
looked up
bless
on I looked
the USA.
I went on to Amazon and I'm like,
you realize
Super
this is
going
to air after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And I went on to Amazon and it's like, as who cares who wins as long as both teams have fun. I'm like, oh, that's a cool shirt. Like, why would you even sell that shirt? All the shirts you find on Amazon are like,
are you excited for Usher's performance?
Oh, is he doing halftime?
He said it's going to be like his residency on steroids.
What do you like, follow Rush?
Whoa.
Rusher? You follow Rusher?
Whoa, Usher. I know.
Exactly. Usher?
Yeah, Usher.
Was he the one peeing in beds?
Isn't that R. Kelly?
Oh, maybe it was R. Kelly. Or Macklemore. No, Macklemore
that,
sang about
that,
it.
I don't want to know. I actually don't want to know. But no, Usher's like an incredible performer.
I didn't know we had an Usher fan club. Who cares about Usher? You do.
I don't.
You're very connected to Usher.
I'm not, but I would fully...
They call me U.S.
I would totally watch him dance. I mean, like, I feel like he...
You know who I bet is a...
Justin Bieber.
Like, you know who I bet's a big fucking Usher fan?
Yeah.
Lauren.
Oh, totally.
That baby making music.
Yeah,
she
Lauren
loves
must
some.
Be. Lauren
she
is.
Oh, she is probably such an Usher fan.
She is. I guarantee it. Yeah, she definitely is. I was just thinking of the Grammys. We were talking about the Grammys. Not into Taylor Swift's look at all.
Oh, my God.
The watch around the neck.
Wait, who else told me that?
I think you and I were talking about it.
Oh, were we?
I don't know.
Like, how can you say that? I was like, I don't like the look. I don't
she
know.
She just seems like a mean
she
girl.
Looked gorgeous at Golden Globes. She looked gorgeous.
I don't know. I'm not. Oh, and you were telling me she took Lana Del Rey up.
Yeah.
Is that soothing to the mind, body, and soul? How did Lana Del Rey look? I didn't even see her.
Good. She looked cute. She had a big bow on top of her head.
Yeah.
She's just going for that, like, Lolita.
She always does.
Yeah.
That's her jam.
That's her jam.
All right.
Like a baby collar, you know?
Yeah. Always.
It's like one of those.
60s.
Fetishy.
It's like, but it's like that, like, 60s siren kind of.
Oh, my God. Speaking of. Not 60s per se, but Feud. I am loving.
That is 60s.
Is it 60s?
Yeah.
Capote and the Swans is
so
fucking good.
Yeah, I started
good.
Watching it because you were saying you liked it. It's just the outfits and the hair and the makeup. I mean, that
God.
Alone.
Right?
I'm just like, everyone was chic.
Everyone.
Everyone was chic. I love the style because it's like the way women dressed was so like classy, and they weren't like showing cleavage or short dresses, but it was like so sexy, like the ultimate sexy to me.
Yeah.
I love that hair. I love that makeup. I love it all.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's just like the golden age of style. Mm-hmm. And it will always circle back. I mean, it's like, actually, I feel like it's always, you could always rock that look and like chic.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah. Not many styles you could.
Right? Like if you rocked a full 80s look, you'd be like, huh?
Or, yeah. Or even 70s is, yeah. Maybe it'll like.
70s kind of right now because bell bottoms are sort of back in. Yeah. But,
70s you can, and 60s totally. 70s is a little more of a
peace sign sunglasses.
You know?
No, 60s across the board. Yeah. Late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Everything was just so chic then, like mid-century homes.
Totally.
The cars out of that, like during that time.
Totally.
So gorge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have to go to a bar mitzvah tomorrow night. This is the one that I show you the off-white invite?
Oh my God.
These guys go ham.
And it's going to be big. I want pictures.
It's going to be big.
So when you have a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, mm-hmm. they invite the whole family to come?
Not always, no. I mean, my boys aren't invited.
Oh, it's just you and Duran.
Yeah. So this is one of Duran's, he's in like the YPO thing with Duran, you know, like that organization where like all these business owners, like they meet like every so often and they all like, but he's become really friendly with this guy. And we went to the older son's bar mitzvah last year, I think, a year and a half ago. And it was so beautiful, so well done. And I think it just depends. Some people invite the whole family. Some people, like Luca's not friends with his kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I also said to Duran, I was like, why don't you take Luca instead of me?
Yeah.
It's like an amazing party. But then Duran's like, it's fine. He's going to go to a bunch. It is going to be crazy bar mitzvah because Luca's 12 and, you know,
he's
going
to be going to so many.
Who are having bar and bat mitzvahs are like, it's going to be a circuit.
Oh my God, I found out the other day, today actually. What? I was like, Mimi, what do you say to Lola to put her when she goes to bed? I was like, she says something, and it was Hebrew. It's like, put your head on the pillow in Hebrew. I'm like, what?
Mimi. What is it?
Kaputa or something? I don't know. Kaputate? I don't know. I can't say it. I don't say it. Yeah, she'll be like, let's see if she'll say it. Let's see.
Are you calling her?
Yeah. And I swear to God, you say this. Hey, how do you say that thing with Lola again?
What thing?
The Hebrew.
Oh, put your copy down. Like the head.
Put your copy down. Thank you. Bye. I'll be home soon so you can pick up Lo.
Okay, bye.
Cappy. Put your copy down. Cappy down. And Lola will be like.
Cappy is head.
Yeah.
And down is down. The word down.
Well, you know what?
Cappy is not Hebrew.
What is it?
It's just like they say like.
It's Yiddish?
Well, like a kippah is like another word for yarmulke. Cappy is like sort of like a. Yeah, I guess it's like Yiddish maybe.
Yeah. Well, we're Hebrew now.
I'm dead. That is not Hebrew. I'm like, Mimi, like, is suddenly just, like, spouting off Hebrew to you? I'm dead.
All right.
What else? Talk to
me. I've got
to
go pick up Lola. We're running late today.
Why is she? Where is she?
No, I've got to drop off my car so Mimi can pick up Lola. I don't have a car. Again.
Why?
I need a third car. Do you have a car I could borrow?
Why don't you have a third car?
Because I don't really want to get a third car.
Yeah, so you want to borrow my third car?
Yeah.
No, because I almost had to drive it today because I thought my garage wouldn't open because the power was out.
Oh, yeah.
But it did.
That's weird.
It has a backup battery.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In case of
emergency. Oh, you could just use your door opener. Oh, no, wait.
No. It's connected to power, for the most part. But then I thought I took both keys. I took the keys to my car and then to the Wagoneer just in case.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's not going to work. But it did. But it was beeping like I'm not connected to power, but like it has a backup, which is obviously genius. Good to know. case you, I'm like, I might be stuck.
That would suck.
And then I just take the other car. But I hate driving that big car. I feel like a little old lady from Pasadena.
Oh, I'm driving it today.
I drive so slow. I'm so freaked out. I can't. I have like no visibility. I'm like a haunted cloud.
It's really. It's you feel like you're in Super Mario.
I'm like it's like this. It's the smoothest. Like I know. You're like la la la.
But it
la.
Is freaky.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
I'm like, I could have just clipped that car, but good thing I didn't. Right?
Sometimes I'll hit things and be like, I didn't feel that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Never other people's car, but like I'll hit like curbs and stuff, and I'm like, huh, riddle
or
me
like
that.
Or like I'll hit another car like I did, and there's not a scratch on mine, but I've like totaled their car.
You're like, sorry down there.
Didn't you hear me honking? No.
Nope.
Didn't see you either.
No, I just finished that coffee, and my heart rate is still in the 60s. No big deal.
You've got me, like, you've really got me, like, not. I'm like, I don't know that I like tracking to this extent. And in fact, my girlfriend yesterday was talking about the, asking about the watch, and she's like, she was wearing the Aura for, I don't know, a few months. She's like, I had to stop wearing it. It was, like, psychosomatic. It was, like, messing with her. Like, she said, I wasn't sleeping good because I was so stressed about not sleeping good. And I'm like, so true. It becomes this thing.
Do you know what's awesome? It has a feature. I was training yesterday, mm-hmm. and I put on training. Mm-hmm. It counts your reps.
What do you mean?
Like, I was doing weights and stuff, mm-hmm. and it counts your reps for you.
Oh, it's so intuitive.
I was like, God damn, you're awesome.
Did you get Annie a birthday present?
Yes.
What'd you get her?
I got her a Natalie Martin dress.
Ooh.
Right up her valley, right?
Her valley?
Her alley.
Or valley.
Or valley.
That sounds a little
Isn't
drunk.
That a great
Sounds like
outfit?
A little sexual.
Ew. Isn't that a great...
Yes. Did you go to the store? Do they still have the store on Los Angeles?
No, they closed.
Oh. Yeah, I love Natalie Martin.
I want to start buying a few of her tops and shorts. The dress is not flattering on me.
Well, I like them just for like cover-ups.
Like
or
for
like...
summer.
Yeah, for summer. Yeah.
It's an expensive cover-up.
Oh, well, a lot of them are silk.
Yeah.
And the really beautiful fabric. Yeah. Also, Doen does really cute stuff. It's not as moo-moo-y, though.
Have you ever Doen.
Doen. Have you ever shopped Doen?
No.
D-O-E-N? Uh-uh. Oh, you should check it out. They make really cute stuff. I love their dresses.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're kind of in that same...
D-O-E-N.
In that same
Well, I reached
genre.
Out to Natalie Martin.
Yeah.
Not herself. Mm-hmm. But... They have a, like, their headquarters is now on Gower. And I'm like, I ordered a dress yesterday. I wanted to get another one in a different size for myself. Could I just grab it from you guys? Mm. They're like, no. I was like, cool, thanks.
They're like, suddenly it's like a retail. They don't want to be dealing with customers like that.
I was like, just leave it on the front porch. I'll just grab it.
No.
I'll pay your shipping. I'll do anything. Just drop it on Gower and I'll pick it up.
Drop it. A little so, drop ship?
Yeah. You want to see the one I got
yeah,
her?
Yeah, show me.
It's pretty cute. I hope she likes it, though. I like it.
How's she doing with her anxiety?
I think it's better now.
Good.
I got her this one.
The ringing? Is the ringing gone?
I think so. You can't see
Heard
it that
of
well.
Me.
You're not going to be able to see it. It's the Maxi Flory one, you know, with the buttons.
I love it.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
It was on sale too. Because usually those dresses are like $400.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
isn't it?
Is it silk?
I don't know.
That's really cute.
So cute. I think it'll be a good staple for her.
I'm trying to think what else I want. I've lately been wanting to dress like a mob boss wife.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like I've been wanting like crazy like faux fur coats and like.
I have so many.
Really?
Real, yeah.
Real?
Yeah.
I don't want real because I feel like people will judge me and think I'm a horrible
Yeah, and
human.
Then you put on the fake and you're like, ugh, now I'm wearing fake. Like, it's just like, wear real or don't.
I don't know.
I feel tortured with both. I have my grandmother's old ones.
Yeah.
That are fucking baller.
Yeah.
But I put it on and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm wearing real and I take it off and then I put on the fake and I'm like, why am I going to wear fake if I'm not going to wear real? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, fur is fur.
My mom had given me a few, I think like two, by a few. One was a fox and one was a, like, I don't know, just beautiful fur coats. And I think it was right when I moved into the house that I'm in now. I it was like one of those things that I just kept in the box, like didn't unpack it because I don't know why. Because it's not like I'm wearing it all the time, but I'm like such an idiot. I should have like really been careful how I stored it. And the garage had a leak, which I didn't know. So I think it would have been one thing if it like got wet and then I knew like right away, like I could have salvaged it, but I like discovered it. Like it had been sitting in water for like months. Yeah.
So you had to throw it out?
Well, I tried to like save it, but then it was like,
it was too much.
I just had like, it was like hurting my heart because I was like, it's just like such a beautiful piece, whether or not I'm going to wear it or not. But then I'm like, okay.
You just want to keep it.
I know. I just had to. I just finally got rid of it. I tried to take it to like a fur person. They were like, what the fuck? This is beyond repair.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a white bunny coat when I was little.
Me too.
Did you too?
Yeah.
And I always wore it with my leather skirt.
A white bunny coat too.
I still have it. It's in Lola's closet now, and I'm like,
the bunny coat?
Yeah. Saved it.
See, this is why I archive like my favorite pieces of the boys, because I figure it's like,
there's certain pieces that I will never, like the two outfits you gave Lola when she was born.
Oh, were those McCartney?
Yeah. I'll never part with either of those.
Yes, exactly.
Like, those are two staples that...
Yes.
And same. Our first family photo was, she was wearing that dress.
See? And it's like, even if she doesn't use it, like, when she has kids, it's like, she'll have... It's like, there's something special about it. Totally. I know. The clothes really sort of have so many memories for me.
I know.
Yeah.
I keep on to them.
I have a bunch more shoes for Ted. Dom's foot is growing, like, at the
speed. What size is he now?
Two.
Holy mother.
Yeah. What size is Ted?
13.
Yeah. That's not that small.
No.
But no, I have a bunch more stuff. I've just discovered like a few bins of clothes that I hadn't like rotated out.
You're like, ha!
So I did like, too. I had taken it out, I think, because it was too small for Ezra, but still too big for Dom. And I just like pulled it back out and it was like, no, I missed the window. It's like everything size one.
Yeah.
Or something. I was like, ugh. These are so good.
I know.
But then I feel like now with Ezra and Luca, it's like there's pretty much like no saving anything.
No. Because like, it's like worn to shit.
It's like worn in a different way. And they're more picky about what they wear and they wear the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're picking out their own stuff.
Do you feel like you're buying less clothes now because he's wearing a uniform?
100%.
Yeah.
I don't buy any clothes.
Does he care?
No. He wears the ugliest shit.
Does he get excited when you buy him like something cute?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he looked so cute at Snow Day. He wore Dom's jacket. Sure. I gotta show you a picture. I was like, if you were
snow
full
day?
Size.
Did they do snow?
Yeah.
Where?
I was like, if you were full size, I'd date you.
Wait, did they do snow at the school?
No. At Lola's school.
Oh. You know, they're doing Snow Day at the country club, I think, in a few weeks. You should come. They do that there?
At
Sunnyside?
Sunnyside, yeah. Look at
his
outfit.
Had they done that before?
Yeah. They always had Snow Day. Is that an outfit killer?
Oh, my God. So, that jacket is
everything.
Everything.
He loves that jacket.
It's incredible. It's a shacket.
A shacket?
Yeah. A shirt jacket.
Oh, no way. Oh, yeah, a shacket.
And I have the cutest pair of leopard hunters that are too small for him.
Oh. Oh, my God, what's happening? Oh. I was like, I'm stuck here forever.
Okay? That reminds me of the snow day. I didn't realize they did that. That's so cute.
All right, my love muffin.
I love you, my little lovey muffin.
Lovey.
Okay.
Until next time.
I really wouldn't worry about it.